to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to consider Highway 46 Airport Road undercrossing feasibility. Pedestrian and accessibility improvements for Riverside Avenue and Commerce Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Rabada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on Highway 46 East. The agenda for tomorrow's Paso Robles City Council meeting has an item to approve an agreement with a consultant to perform a feasibility study, evaluating the cost, benefits, and potential funding needed for the undercrossings. Right now, the city is evaluating conceptual undercrossings at Guerrero Creek, Union Road, and especially Airport Road in the 46. Quote, the study is intended to provide the city with objective, technical information regarding the viability of undercrossing alternatives and establish a foundation for future transportation planning efforts. The city has been considering making improvements to the Highway 46 East corridor for years, with a currently planned overcrossing at Union Road and the 46, but it was determined to have significant challenges and costs. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. On August 5th and 6th, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., travelers on southbound US 101 near Theater Drive will encounter lane closures. Crews will be removing a dead tree from the side of the US 101. The southbound side of the freeway will be reduced to just one lane south of the 46 off-ramp. In addition, flaggers will be directing traffic intermittently along Theater Drive in front of the Target Shopping Center. Messages and directional signs will alert travelers in advance of the areas under traffic control. pedestrian and accessibility improvements for Riverside Avenue and Commerce Way. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The city of Paso Robles will begin two infrastructure improvement projects this month. Starting today, the Riverside Avenue Pedestrian Improvement Project will improve pedestrian access between 17th and 21st Street. This will include ADA-compliant curb ramps and driveway approaches, as well as improvements to connections, sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. Commerce Way will also have work begin Monday, August 10th. This project will address deteriorated pavement between Sherwood Road and Scott Street, alongside pedestrian improvements, pavement repairs, and asphalt resurfacing. Construction for both projects will occur between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Drivers should expect intermittent lane shifts and traffic control measures within work areas. The southbound U.S. 101 on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita will be closed this week, Monday through Thursday, during working hours. Working hours are 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Crews will be on the site performing culvert repairs. The on-ramp will be open during the day, and night closures are expected to be completed the morning of August 7th. Travelers wishing to head southbound will need to detour north on El Camino Real towards Atascadero, then turn left onto Santa Barbara Road, and then enter the U.S. 101 south. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to two separate incidents on Saturday, August 2nd. The first occurred at about 5:18 p.m. A potential residential fire broke out on the 2900 block of Vine Street in Paso Robles. Firefighters found smoke and water coming from the front door of the residence as occupants were leaving. They found one bedroom was charged with smoke and had some sprinkler activities. The home sustained extensive water damage due to the sprinkler activation, and crews remained on the scene for 2 hours to help with the cleanup. The cause of the fire was a candle left unattended in the bedroom. A second fire broke out at the city landfill at about 7:04 p.m. Heavy smoke and fire was coming from the landfill, with a large area of debris actively burning and pieces of heavy equipment threatened by the fire. Firefighters were able to push the flames back and get everything moved prior to full extinguishment. The cause of the fire is currently undetermined. CHP is investigating a death they believe is suspicious. On Friday, July 31st, at about 11:05 a.m., a possible dead body was located on the west shoulder of the U.S. 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. Templeton area CHP officers arrived on the scene with fire personnel, discovering a male lying face down within the dirt shoulder. No personal identification information was found near the scene. CHP Coastal Investigative Services unit personnel are currently investigating the incident as a suspicious death of an unknown person. Anyone with potential information about this incident is encouraged to contact Detective Jacob Scott at 805-895-8208. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Red Sox beat the Dodgers 8-4, the Padres over the Giants 5-4, the Angels shut out the Brewers 3-0, Tigers shut out the Athletics 11-0, the Yankees beat the Cubs 2-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Giants will go against the Rangers, the Dodgers will face the Cubs, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, an F-35 fighter jet went down on Friday at Miramar Air Base in San Diego. The exact details of the crash are unknown, but officials confirmed the pilot managed to safely eject themselves and was transported to a local medical facility for evaluation. The pilot was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to make a full recovery. Firefighters responded to the scene to extinguish a vegetation fire that sparked near the crash. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state's minimum wage will rise to $17.40 next year, going into effect January 1st. The state's current minimum wage is $16.90. Newsom's announcement makes reference to Donald Trump, saying, quote, "For years, Trump and Republicans have blocked efforts to raise the federal minimum wage while handing tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. California has chosen a different path." The California Democratic Party's executive board narrowly voted to endorse the billionaire's tax measure. This comes after an earlier vote to endorse it had failed, unable to reach the 60% threshold. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all-news time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, there's no question that wildfires can result in devastating livestock losses. Fortunately, though, the USDA's Farm Service Agency's Livestock Indemnity Program was designed specifically to help eligible producers recover financially when livestock deaths exceed normal mortality due to eligible loss conditions, including wildfires. LIP provides financial assistance for livestock that die as a direct result of a qualifying wildfire. And in some cases, assistance may also be available for livestock that were actually injured by the wildfire and subsequently sold at a reduced price. However, one of the most important steps producers can take after wildfire is documenting losses. It's absolutely critical. LIP payments for livestock death losses adjusted for normal mortality are calculated by multiplying the national payment rate for the applicable livestock category by the number of eligible livestock in that category times the producer's share. Producers should also notify USDA FSA as soon as possible. Now, for this year's wildfire losses, final application for payment must be received by March 1st of 2027.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Two new UC Davis studies suggest that California's returning gray wolves may be affecting cattle in ways that go beyond confirmed livestock deaths. Researchers collected droppings from the Lassen and Harvey wolf packs in northeastern California during the summers of 2022 and 2023. Cattle DNA was present in 72% of samples, making cattle the most frequently detected food source. Mule deer DNA appeared in 45%. The results do not show whether wolves killed the cattle or scavenged their carcasses. But lead author of the study, Tina Satone, says livestock make up a major part of the wolves' diet, possibly because California wolves have fewer live prey options than populations elsewhere. A separate study examined the stress levels in beef cattle grazing in wolf territory and found cortisol levels 58% higher than cattle from areas without wolves. The next question for researchers is whether chronic stress could affect conception rates and ranch profitability. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Monday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Wednesday into the weekend and Monday next week. Low 90s Wednesday, mid-90s on Thursday, upper 90s Friday and Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cape, your old news time is 6:21.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Signs of de-escalating tensions in the Middle East are pushing crude oil prices lower this morning. Stock futures are gaining. The Financial Times says Bristol-Myers Squibb, based in New Jersey, has been discussing merging with another pharma giant, Britain's AstraZeneca. An incident in Los Angeles in late May now has plane makers and airlines concerned about the supply of aircraft windows. GKN Aerospace, which makes cockpit and passenger windows for planes, halted production in late May because of an overheating tank. It also resulted in evacuation of 50,000 people who live nearby for several days. The plant is now partially operating. GKN is owned by Melrose Industries, which says it's working now to restore the factory to full operation by the end of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
the Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-577-5238. KPRL to get going here on the first of the week.
Can a poor man be? That is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Don't you know, baby?
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the world to know.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 to 1. I will have a gentleman on from East Tennessee, E-Town, Elizabethtown. They call it E-Town back there, but used to live in Atascadero. His name is Alfonsi. We'll be talking about Iran and socialism and some other things. And Susanna, of course, in the 1 o'clock hour. So there you be. All right, a couple of quick observations from swimming with the sharks yesterday. First time I've ever seen a cat on a leash at a beach. It's, brown and white cat. And then a sight I have never seen in my life. I'm looking down, and I see this guy, and it looks like he's on a cross. He's walking, but his arms are stretched out, and there again, he looks like he's on a cross. And he has, as he got closer, I noticed he had a piece of driftwood on the back of his shoulder, and he had two kids on it. They were probably about four. I don't know how, one, he was able to do it, but how the kids held on, you know, because they were young, and but they weren't falling off or anything like that. And people were taking pictures. It was pretty cool to see. I never thought, what is this guy doing? Oh, by the way, speaking of that, not at the beach, but does anybody know who the, I think it was it Friday or Thursday, somebody told me over the weekend. Because he, the person that told me, made a call to the Paso Robles police, and there was a guy completely naked walking on Rolling Hills Road. I don't know the circumstances or anything else, but the guy that told me said he was driving Rolling Hills. I said Rolling because he lives, you know, it's blocked off now, but he lives in that area. So anyway, he said he turned around because he didn't believe it. You know, it's double. You know, you're driving, you see something. I didn't know. Anyway, the police showed up, and I don't know what the results, but maybe forewarned in that particular neighborhood, or I guess anywhere in darn near paradise now, of somebody walking around completely naked. All right. Enjoy your breakfast. Quick email here. Pass Robles Fire. Kevin, why would anyone have a lit candle in a bedroom when it's 104 degrees? I don't know. Who knows? Religious? I can't answer that, but thankfully nobody was harmed except for the bedroom in the house and the smoke and stuff. So good work by the Pass Robles PD. I mean, the fire department. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, this the story Chris gave about this study into the construction or maybe an underpass at either Union Airport or the Werra Creek Crossing. Let's see here. I see some figures here. Crossing at a cost of approximately $15 million. The cost of an overpass was estimated at over $150 million. And the group applied to perform the study, it's for an amount not to exceed $356,000. All right. Now, again, this has been talked about for many, many, many years. And it's eventually going to have to get done. So I guess the old saying, pay me now or pay me later. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So we'll see what the city council does tomorrow at the meeting. But this is a major undertaking because obviously they're going to have to get involved with Caltrans and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I don't think it's going to happen in a year or two. No way. We've got other projects. You've got the roundabout up there at Rolling Hills and Creston, and then you have the bridge over here at 24th Street that they'll be, I don't know when they're going to be starting on that, but that'll be interesting on how that layout will work, because I don't know if you're still going to have in one area or two of on the bridge, the expansion, is it still going to go into one lane? You know, sometimes you can see, like if you go to Cal Coast News on this, considering the Highway 46 underpass, I'm looking at a, you know, kind of a picture of it, and I still can't vision it myself. And even the other day, last Thursday, I was talking to somebody, and I was there at the 24th Street. And this person was telling me how it's supposed to, what he thought, and I just couldn't vision it. Maybe that's why, you know, some people, they're engineers, and I'm not. So anyway, just a lot of stuff going on regarding the roads and so forth. Not only here, but also down, Chris mentioned Santa Margarita, and then I know over in Cayucas, they've got some things going on as well. So, all right, let's see, what else do we have? Oh, the minimum wage. You know, what people seem to, forget from time to time, that the raising the minimum wage many times increases the union wages. And more than likely, this was campaigned for by labor unions here in the state to Newsom, because how many projects within the government, municipalities and so forth, mandated for the wage based on that. So you have, I forget what it's called, the prevailing wage. So, yeah, this is going to solve people being able to support three kids on minimum wage, But it also drives up for most of the construction that is done. So once again, it's more than what it looks like. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I remember many, many years ago on KPRL, if there was like a highway project going on or some road work going on, I don't know, somebody from Caltrans or if the county or whatever would come on and say, hey, we're going to have one-way traffic on, pick a road on Highway 41 between, on the way to Morro Bay, there's going to be one-way traffic. And, you know, you would say, okay, good, I'll go the other way. And I've been out there many times, and all of a sudden you're going out Highway 41, and there's one-way traffic. I had no idea. I would have gone the other way. We used to get radio alerts in the morning.
Well, we get the updates.
Yeah, we used to be every morning there was a traffic, and there was like one of the road officials would come on and say, oh, yeah, there's going to be one-way traffic on Highway 41 between Atascadero and Morro Bay.
Yeah, I think that was probably Jim Shivers.
Okay. Well, anyways, it was really handy. There's so many times I run into one-way traffic, and I said, you know, if I'd have known about this, I would have taken a mile-and-a-half detour and let it go. You guys have an easier job, and I'd get where I'm going.
Well, I'm a little confused on whether it's that voice or Chris giving it to you. I'm not understanding what the difference is.
Oh, well, the difference is I guess I would hear it on the radio every morning at a certain time.
That's what I'm saying. If Chris is giving if Chris is giving the information, because we get a lot of information from Caltrans on a weekly basis, and if Chris is giving it, as opposed to, because Jim used to, you would call and he would just give it. In other words, it would be recorded. Now, Jim did appear from time to time on Sound Off. But again, I'm confused if we're giving the information that we get from Caltrans and it's in Chris's voice as opposed to somebody from Caltrans, I'm not understanding what the difference would be.
I listen to your station almost every morning, and there was one-way traffic on Highway 41 between Creston and Atascadero. Never heard about it until I got there.
Okay, well, we'll double-check on that, but thanks for bringing it up.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
You're welcome. All right, 238-5775. 238-KPRL, and let's see here. Okay, so the higher wage floors push up scale for the in the prevailing wage. So again, when you hear this, you know, for me, take it with a grain of salt. Because if you go back and, well, I'll go back because I don't believe the government should be telling any business what they should pay. If they can't get workers, they'll figure it out. But, you know, we have a couple of things. You know, if you go historically with the minimum wage, there were a couple of things, and it ties in a little bit with the unions. And, you know, the sweatshops, minimum wage, to end sweatshops, which had developed. And, of course, that was due to the industrialization, and there's, you know, some pretty terrible stories about that. And then also you had the, not only the sweatshops, but then the unions coming in, too, for a better wage. Some of it's tied together. So the minimum wage was not first instituted in the United States. It was somewhere, I don't know, New Zealand or Australia or someplace like that. I can't remember. But I do know that the first minimum wage legislation in the United States was in Massachusetts. And again, if you think about the times and the growth of the country and so forth, it kind of makes sense, although I would have thought New York might have been before that, but that's not the case, probably, you know, a little after. So, all right, let's see here. On the text, I'll never understand how government can tell a small business owner how much he has to pay his employees. Let the market delegate socialism at its core. Well, okay, so one of the things, and I read this before the news story this morning about the minimum wage. I think it was last week. I'm not sure. But it had to do with minimum wage, and not only in California, but around the country. And, you know, I'm reading it, and because it's always the, well, we're going to increase this because it's going to make people, you know, be able to support their family, as I mentioned at the beginning. Well, a couple of things. If we go back, what, two or three summers ago when Newsom, the fast food workers, and then 16,000 people lost their jobs. But if you go back to the basic philosophy for some on the minimum wage, if it's going to be, well, you know, they can now they can support their family of three or four and stuff like that. If that's the case, and we've been doing this for almost 100 years, why do we have more people now on social programs than any time in our history? Why is that? Can anybody explain that to me? If all these wonder things were going to help and improve and, you know, what else, reinvent the wheel, Why do we have so much social programs? I'd like somebody to answer that if they could or have a thought, throw it at me. And I get a little confused with that. Let's see here. There was one lane traffic all last week between Atascadero and Creston for about a half mile. Hardly any wait time, probably again this week, doing some kind of shoulder work. Yeah, as I mentioned, there's a lot of work going on. Lots of work going on all over. So I guess we can look at it as they're improving our roads and making things so-called safer. Speaking of safer, you've heard about flock cameras. Matter of fact, I think there's an issue out there at Lake Nacimiento regarding the flock cameras, and I don't know if it's for the cameras themselves or the cost of it. But I came across something pretty interesting, and again, just as food for thought. Now, according to the flock camera, I guess the manufacturer claim, they state that their hardware and machines, it's 96% accuracy. Now, that's under optimal conditions. However, independent audits found a baseline of a 10% error rate in the camera's outputs. So I have a question for you. If the flock camera is used in cities or wherever they're used, and there's a 10% error rate, and again, the higher rate of 96 is that's under optimal conditions. I don't know exactly what all that entails. However, if it's a 10% error rate, people have to fight this, right? I've never gotten a ticket from a camera. So I'm just wondering the ordeal it would be to have to fight this. Take off work, you have to go to local jurisdiction or wherever it may be because you know that you're in the right. So what I'm getting at is that probably a lot of people won't bother with it, my guess. So what the camera is saying is that you are guilty no matter what, even if there's a 10% error or other some things. Now, local, and this is just generic when I say local. Local police departments using non-standard camera placements or older hardware have reported higher misread rates. How about that? And that's where the majority of specific automated alerts turned out to be inaccurate. Inaccurate. So, you're guilty. You're guilty unless you want to fight it, and I don't know what that entails. I have no idea what that entails. I have never, well, no, I contested a ticket once. And I did get it knocked down. I didn't get it thrown out because, it's the famous rolling stop sign at 3:30 in the morning there when Barney got me. But I did get that knocked down about, I don't know, $100 or so, but not completely because I was guilty. But on this camera, as we see them more and more coming into play, when it would be like a city having a illegal parking program and many of the people not getting their money back, for claims. Now, government wouldn't do that. I'm pretty sure government would never do anything like that. All right, coming up this morning. Chris, what do you like what do you like least about going to the grocery store?
What do I like least about going to the grocery store?
Yeah.
A lack of a self-checkout.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I almost exclusively prefer using self-checkout.
Well, this is a generational thing. But before I get into that, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking to the traffic cameras, I had an incident a few years ago where I rented a car in Ohio, and I was driving to Michigan, and apparently I got caught on a camera doing, I think it was 7 miles an hour over the speed limit. Going through a small town. I was not aware of this until let's see, that was in February. In July, on my bank statement, I noticed a $164 debit to unknown. I challenged my husband, "What did you buy now?" And he claimed innocence because on the statement it wasn't clear where the debit was. It was a convoluted debit. So I Googled that, and it still didn't really come up with anything concrete as to what this was. But then in more research, I discovered it was Dollar Rent-A-Car or Budget or whoever. Anyways, that this debit was due. And so we called them, and it turned out that I had gotten a ticket driving through this little town back in February. And they just paid it. I was not notified by anybody, by any means, mail, email, anything from the little town or the rental car company that I had had this violation. And we went through the system to try and dispute it with the rental car company because we didn't have any grounds to do that with the city now because it was too late because it had already been paid by the company, the rental car company. And so there was no way to dispute it. And apparently when I rented the car, I signed that, any charges, blah, 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 anything that happens, any tolls or anything like that, I will pay. So they paid it, and I disputed it with the rental car company. Never went anywhere. I could not get anybody. I mean, this was probably in 22 or not long after COVID. And you know how COVID shut everything down, and then they all blamed COVID still. But anyways, yeah. So there I sit. My first traffic ticket ever in 60 years.
So obviously they said because the rental car company had your credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you're kind of stuck like most of us would be because you signed the release.
Yep.
But that's you think about that. Well, so you're automatically guilty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It really stinks. And in my research, this I think the town was Hamilton, Ohio, or something like that. It was a small town. And in my research, it turns out that those cameras were very controversial because it was just, they were just catching people left and right, and there was no officer involved, and it was simply a civil matter. It's not anything that ever went on my driving record. It was just a civil matter. It was just a money grab.
And obviously, in this case, well, you wouldn't be able to fight that over the phone, would you?
I don't believe so. I know there's a thing called a trial by declaration that they do in California. I assume they do it in other states where basically you write a written statement of your side of the story and then the officer has to do that as well. And the judge just takes it all into consideration and makes a decision. But I've never heard of anything like that by phone.
Well, one of the things I'm glad you mentioned, so now people can be aware. Well, okay, let me back up. You have no choice. If you don't sign it, you're not getting the rental car.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say that you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Something just smells to me about that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. It just annoys me that I wasn't even notified by anybody. I mean, they obviously have my address, or I couldn't have rented the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just that it was just paid, like I said, it was like 4 months later, and if I didn't, there was a time when I never used to pay attention to my bank statements, but I went through financial classes and learned to do that.
Right.
And now it's amazing how many times our bank account has been hacked. So I encourage everybody, to just pay attention to your bank statements, because we up to the tune of $1,600 in fuel, we have been hacked. And we wouldn't have known about it if we didn't pay attention to our bank statements.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah. Hey, thanks. Sorry to hear, but thanks for kind of warning us.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for doing what you do.
All right, you're welcome. All right, folks, there you go. Oh, boy, I had no idea.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The City of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on Highway 46 East. The agenda for tomorrow has an item to perform a feasibility study evaluating the cost, benefits, and funding needed for the undercrossings at 46 and Airport Road, Union Road, and Wairwaro Creek. The City of Paso Robles will begin two infrastructure improvement projects this month. The Riverside Avenue pedestrian project will begin today. On August 10th, improvements on Commerce Way between Shepherd Road and Scott Street will begin. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Oil prices plummeting as President Trump announces a pause in attacks against Iran. He told reporters Sunday the talks will resume today.
Now, what we're doing is we're talking to them in the form of a negotiation. It begins tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see if it's true. I'd love to do that, save a lot of lives.
The U.S. has paused attacks on Iran before, only to see negotiations fall apart. 60,000 people evacuated because of wildfires in Spokane, Washington. Dave Up, the Grove, Washington Commissioner of Public Lands, telling us.
This is one of 15 major fires burning throughout the state of Washington right now. More than 250,000 acres are on fire in this state. This is an extraordinary wildfire season in the Pacific Northwest. It's not a normal season.
Hundreds of homes, businesses, and other structures destroyed. America's listening to Fox News.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
7 minutes away from seven, time for sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Sunday baseball watchers switching between the action on the field and off before today's trade deadline. The Red Sox swept out the league-leading Dodgers 8-4 in L.A. Three third-inning long balls put Boston ahead to stay and gave the Sox their sixth series sweep since late June. Of course, the big trade domino fell on Saturday night when the Dodgers sent three prospects to the Tigers for two-time defending AL Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal. The Braves won their fifth straight 4-2 over the Nationals for a four-game sweep. Atlanta picked up righty Tyler Mahle from the Giants, while the Nets sent slugger Luis Garcia Jr. to the Yankees. Astros completed their weekend sweep of the Rangers 7-3. Yordan Alvarez had four hits. He now leads the majors in batting average and home runs, and is just one RBI off the lead in that category for the Triple Crown. Houston has won six straight to take over the lead in the AL West. White Sox wiped out the Rays 9-1 in a clash of AL division leaders. Chicago manager Will Venable.
All these games are important, you know, obviously. Throughout your season, every one of these games is going to be important, whether you're at home or on the road. To come down here in a tough place to play against the best team in the American League was really special.
Tampa Bay acquired righty Freddie Peralta from the Mets. Yankees clipped the Cubs 2-1. Cardinals scored four in the top of the ninth to bounce the Blue Jays 5-1. The Cubs and Blue Jays made two swaps on Sunday. First, Chicago sent starter Jameson Taillon, whom they designated for assignment last week, to Toronto for future considerations. Then the Jays dealt Kevin Gausman to the Cubs for a couple of minor leaguers. The trade deadline, 6 p.m. Eastern today. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical. Abundant sunshine, mid to upper 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. And we'll cool down a little bit on your Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, low to mid-90s. upper 90s Friday, Saturday, low 90s Sunday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:13 a.m., 8:06 p.m. We are at 56. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you in Atascadero since 1978.
Who let the dogs out?
79.
Who let the dogs out?
At 79, they've been doing that. All right. Checking in on the world-famous Fed Alert and see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be. That is home, safe, and sound. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing to report on the world-famous Pet Alert. So, Chris, we are running out of time, so you are off the hook today.
It's quite the reversal. I did something on Friday and nothing today.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know.
Expect the unexpected, as they say.
Yes, indeed. Especially on live radio as opposed to dead radio. All right, if you lose one or you find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at APRL.com. It is simple, direct, and to the point. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier with outstanding apparel. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Alrighty, we got a hustle on here, and I don't even know if I have the question. Okay. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. Overall, what I'll say animal, I'm not going to get technical here, dominates the threat landscape in 14 states. That is the most. All right. What do you think it is? This has to do deadliest animal in every U.S. state revealed. But what state is this animal listed for? Nationwide. All right, with several species topping the list in multiple regions. And this report comes from the World Population Review. Wow. A mixture of creatures topping the list from large mammals to whatever, and even dogs and jellyfish, which I have been stung by jellyfish. Not fun. Hi, good morning.
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Snakes. 14 pose the, well, it could be the deadliest or whatever, how they rank these things. So, have you ever encountered a snake?
Oh, yeah. I'm out in Creston.
Oh,
there's snakes out there.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, you have them over for lunch every once in a while, probably out there.
Every now and then they're hanging out in the patio.
Okay. Yeah, there. All right. So, yep, snakes come in at number one. And there's all kinds of, you know, the different types of species or whatever. So, well done, and may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Chris Anderson.
All right, Chris, I have you down, and watch out for the snakes.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right, folks. Snakes.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The city of Paso Robles will begin two infrastructure improvement projects this month. The Riverside Avenue Pedestrian Improvement Project begins today, and on August 10th, improvements on Commerce Way between Sherwood Road and Scott Street will begin. On August 5th and 6th, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., travelers on southbound US 101 near Theater Drive will encounter lane closures. Crews will be removing a dead tree from the side of the roadway. Flaggers will also be directing traffic along Theater Drive in front of the Target Shopping Center. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Alligators rank as the deadliest in Florida and Texas. And large mammals also appear prominently throughout the report, with black bears ranking as the deadliest animals in Tennessee and Wisconsin. North American black bears pose the greatest threat in Oregon, while American black bears top the list in Kentucky and Wyoming. An interesting list, to say the least. All right, watch out. Mother Nature. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7